Hi, Mr. President.
Yes, Bob.
I'm calling about something that's really none of my business, but Dean Rusk was still planning as of last night to leave tomorrow for a NATO meeting to be gone about a week. I think we're in a critical period on the Dominican Republic, and we've got this pause problem, which is also very critical and very delicate. And I just wanted to mention the matter to you for your consideration. I don't think a damn thing will be accomplished at the NATO meeting. It's just a talk session. Nothing will come out of it.
Well, you know, I've told him twice I preferred him not to go, but he just keeps on saying that it'll be misunderstood, and he leaves the impression it'll be another Shastra deal, you know.
I tell you, it'll be misunderstood if we screw up this Dominican Republic, and it's going to be your neck. And I don't think we've got a plan at the moment that is leading to a satisfactory solution. Well, I say it's none of my business, but I really shouldn't have called you.
No, I appreciate it, and I want you to. And are we going to get one with him, though?
Well, much better, much more likely with than without, is my impression. I'm not saying it's against George, that is the point, but if Dean is a secretary, he does run the department, he carries much more weight with everybody, and the thing moves more rapidly while he's here.
What do you think it... We ought...
And furthermore, his judgment is better, if I may say that, too, Mr. President. Pardon me.
What do you think we ought to be doing that we're not doing?
We just are going to have to get the four wise men or somebody down there we can associate ourselves with. We can't remain in association much longer with Wesson. And the rebels are gaining power and position and prestige with every passing day. Now, this thing may break very quickly in our favor, I recognize that, but it may not. And if it does break in our favor today and tomorrow, there's going to be another problem Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, and we've got this pause that I think is extremely important to handle properly, if we handle it at all, respect to the bombing. And Dean's judgment is much better than George's on these issues. Dean's much more hard-headed and wiser in these matters.
Have you gone over this speech they've got me making to Europe this afternoon?
I really just glanced through it, Mr. President. I have, yes. I thought that in the draft I saw that you were on the speech would make you unduly harsh in your statement on de Gaulle. And you could say the same thing without being that blunt, and I understand a later draft has been developed this morning that changes that part. Apart from that, I thought it was a good speech.
Are you hearing anything from Dominican Republic now?
No, I don't really know what's going on, not so much down there as up here. I don't know what's going on in the OAS yet. I haven't found out. I think they're meeting later today. But I don't know what's standing in the way, really, of getting these wise men down there. I haven't been in touch with Bunker today, and I'm not quite up to date on that aspect of it, except that I know arrangements have been concluded for putting them in. And the last information I had, which was as of early this morning, on our efforts to expand that junta into some form of a provisional government, they weren't bearing much fruit as of that time. Now, that's three hours ago, I guess.
Anything Vietnam?
No, nothing new there. One other point I'll just mention in passing, it looks as though we're going to get your press plane worked out without an undue expenditure. The Air Force came in for $1,100,000 for one plane. I can get it done for $100,000 a piece, and I can get three planes fixed up. And I'll have 85 seats. The problem is they want 6 months to do it, so that's the next thing to work on, get the time cut back. But I've authorized to go ahead and do it. And I'll try to cut the time. These will be first-class seats. I mean, literally, the first-class seat of a Pan Am airplane in terms of width, so the reporters can't complain they're cramped typing or something of that kind.
Okay, I'll look into this other thing. We ought to get together, I think, this afternoon sometime.
I would think so.